there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, and he's telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome to another edition of the LRM Encounter. I am your host, Marty Geis from Lay Renewal Ministries. Very pleased to be back in the studio with you today. And we have all sorts of stuff going on at the Resource Center, including starting on September 1st, the September of Surprises, in which you have a chance to win a free autographed book. So for more information on that, please go to the website at layrenewal.com, or of course you can stop by for a visit anytime. We are located just off of Hanley Road, about a quarter mile south of Manchester, behind the Phillips 66 gas station. The street is Bartold. Head straight back, look for the blue awning. But hey, let's move on past directions and whatnot, and let's talk about some books. Today we're going to talk about a series that has come out. The first novel came out about a year ago, and the second one is set to release in the middle of September, and it's one that I got a copy of and picked it up, and it's a very, very engaging thriller. And so we are welcoming Austin Boyd on the KSIV airwaves with us today. Austin, welcome.
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me on board.
It's great to have you here with us today. And let's see, you are a former Navy pilot, nuclear weapons officer, and spacecraft engineer with over 3,000 hours in war and peacetime operations. You've been a busy man, haven't you?
My wife says that I have a number of jobs, Marty. But yes, I'm a retired Navy pilot, and in the Navy I was a spacecraft engineer, and have also been pursuing the astronaut program for years before I finally left the Navy.
And then somehow you decided to become an author. Where did that? How did that happen?
Well, that's a good question. When I was 12 years old, I really had a passion to be an astronaut, and worked hard, got to school, got a scholarship, became a Navy pilot, applied 8 times more than anyone else in the Navy, in fact. And near the 42nd year, I guess, of my life, as I'm getting a little bit long in the tooth for astronaut selection, my wife suffered from some medical problems, and we made the decision to put aside the great astronaut chase and retire from the Navy and get into a commercial work in Huntsville, Alabama. And I decided, well, I never quite made that goal of making astronaut. I was a finalist and went through the interview process back with Rick Husband, who was the pilot of Columbia, and made the decision to write about it. And so in a context of writing about astronautics and writing about space, I felt I could also have a ministry and write a piece of Christian fiction that would have an appeal to the secular audience. So my wife says this is my vicarious way of getting into space.
And it was an excellent way to do it, in my opinion.
Right.
Let's talk about that for a minute. One of the things I was most impressed about when I read through the two books in the Mars Hill Classified series, The Evidence and then The Proof, is that your characters, particularly your main character, Captain John Wells, is a man of faith. And yet he's in this non-pastoral, non-missionary, you know, sort of position. And yet his faith is so evident in his life. When you were pulling this book together, how much of a desire did you have to make this not a sort of evangelistic kind of a book, but a novel in which a man is able to live out his faith through the calling that God has given him in his life?
Well, you've captured it very well, Marty. That was exactly what I was trying to accomplish. You know, a lot of people have a false sense that the only people who can minister are ministers, that there's not really a role for your average lay Christian to be able to be active in their faith in the workplace or to be able to live out a calling. And I wanted to write something about a real guy who suffers from real temptations that you, as you read about in the book, you'll see a guy who's going through some of the same things that we all go through, yet finds strength in the Lord in his faith, and is written in a way that it's not a sermon between two covers, but in fact it's more of a realistic guy living out his faith in today's world. And I think a lot of folks who are non-Christians will relate to that, and it has already had a broad secular appeal. So it was that was the goal, and I hope we're making it. I'm glad that you felt that way about it.
Let's for our listeners, let's start with book number one, The Evidence, and why don't you give us an overview of the book?
All right, The Evidence is a story of a Navy pilot who senses a real strong call, as I did as a boy, to be involved in the space program, and seeks to get there, eventually is selected and is on the space station in the first chapter of the book, or the second chapter of the book, when you find John Wells observing some terrorist activities on the Earth. We've had a really bad terror attack in Washington, D.C., and drawing on some experiences of friends of mine who were on the space station during 9/11, John gives you a sense for what it's like to be remote during that period of terror. John's struggles through being marooned on the space station due to an action that keeps him up in space longer than he'd planned, again, touching many of the things that you've seen in the news. And through that, you see a dynamic between John and his family. That's one of the things that a lot of the women readers have found very enjoyable about the book, is that Amy, John's wife, struggles with John being gone. And John struggles with loving this space flight, loving the call to space that he feels God placed him on a path to. But it breaks the family apart. So when you're called by God to a mission and it takes you away from those that you love, is that a good thing or a bad thing? How do you deal with it? And so John works through that, and then ultimately there's some what appear to be very credible indications of alien life on Mars. Nobody's able to prove it one way or the other. And so the call is to send a manned mission to Mars to check it out. And John struggles with whether or not to make that trip, again, giving you that family dynamic. So that's The Evidence kind of brings you up to, without giving away the end of the book, brings you up through the first novel.
What do you think? I know that as I was reading through this book, the thing that kept coming back in my mind is, what is our fascination with going into outer space, going onto other planets with alien life, that sort of thing? I know that you had the desire to be an astronaut, so how much of your personal self was woven into that? How much of that do you see in other people? Just this, you know, and I'm sure you're asked time and time again, do you really think there are aliens out there?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how much of that weaves its way into your life and your discussions with other people, especially as it impacts your Christian faith?
Well, my wife has accused me, Marty, of this being an autobiography, and I said, well, it clearly isn't, because I never went to space. A lot of it is woven in there, and I try not to to sermonize again on the alien issue, but the reason I write about it, and again, I will give away a little bit for a reader, you know, I'm not going to confirm or deny for you either way whether or not there is alien life off the planet, but I think that my series has a purpose of asking the question, what if? I want a lot of Christians to ask the question, what if I was confronted tomorrow with credible indications of alien life, intelligent alien life? Would that shake the foundations of my faith? In my personal opinion, it should not, because we're called into relationship with Christ, and that personal relationship with God is what matters, and we don't want to get too caught up in some of the nuances. We could develop whole sects or whole religious discourses around, does life exists on another planet or not, and then we'd miss the whole purpose of our relationship with our Creator. So I want the books to ask the question, what if? And I try to weave that point through the first book. I talk about alien life. In the second book, in The Proof, I talk a little bit about issues of false prophecy. What if there was a large false prophecy movement? And then so forth through the series, ask these key questions, what if, that make you think about in advance, how would I deal with it?
We are speaking with Austin Boyd, who is the author of the Mars Hill Classified series. The Evidence came out about a year ago, and The Proof is set to release in just a couple of days here, so we're looking forward to that officially being available. Austin, I want to ask another question, and this is, I know the book is coming out right after September 11th. And I understand that there's a lot of terrorism and issues related to that that are in these novels, but I understand that you actually had submitted the manuscript before 9/11?
That's right, Marty. I actually wrote the book back in 1996, and in The Evidence, I proposed flying aircraft into the Pentagon as an act of terror. and then had a couple of other things that happened in there as well. And it's interesting that 5 years before it happened, I'd written the novel, but I hadn't found a publisher. And I had to put it on the shelf for a while because I thought no one would be interested in a book that looked like I was parroting what happened on 9/11. And I finally decided that it had value and put it out there. So, yes, it was written actually 5 years before the attack.
I just I found that fascinating when I read that little tidbit.
That's scary.
It is. What is the one thing that you hope your readers are going to take away from this particular series?
What I would like to see is I really have two answers to that question. I have the Christian reader and I have the non-Christian reader. For those who are of the Christian faith, I would hope that they would again ask the question, what if, to plan ahead in the context of their faith lives for tough questions that they'd never really thought about before, questions about biotechnology or about terrorism or what if we had alien life, you know, to try to use this as a spark. For those who are secular readers, I'm hoping that they can see a character that they identify with, who they also learn through the book, has a Christian testimony, and say, you know, I'd like to be a little bit more like that, or I'd like to know more about what it is that makes that guy tick or that woman tick, and then seek more to find out about what's behind this faith of ours.
You've been listening to the LRM Encounter. I'm your host, Marty Geis, and we're going to take a quick break. The series is The Mars Hill Classified by Austin Boyd. You can call the LRM Resource Center, 314-647-0717.
I'm feeling older than my years. I'm feeling pain inside my chest. You know it's love that keeps me silent. It's my silence you detest. Rivers flow into the ocean. Oceans never fill.